Schnitzel! Let's give it up for schnitzel! By the way, the best schnitzel I've ever had is at a place called Johannes in Palm Springs. If you're ever out there, Johannes in Palm Springs, the best pork schnitzel I've ever had. You would like it because it does taste, it tastes like a deep-fried pork chop, to be honest with you, John.
Okay.
It's excellent.
Good to know.
It's excellent. All right, so Tom Brady, I think this is so funny. Tom Brady just always gets it right. You know, he says the right stuff. He's entertaining. He's funny. He somehow steers his way out of controversy. So his dad made a statement, told NBC Sports last week.
Well, we should preface this by saying that Brady and the Buccaneers are going to New England to play Bill Belichick and the Patriots. First time Brady will be back in that stadium.
And Dad Brady told NBC Sports Boston last week that both he and his son feel vindicated now that Brady has won a Super Bowl in Tampa. He also said Belichick wanted Tom out the door. So Tom, during a podcast, said this.
I've actually prepared a statement that I wanted to say, and it's really all that I have to say on the subject. Comments made by Thomas Edward Brady, a 77-year-old insurance company CEO who should know better at this point in his life, doesn't necessarily reflect the views or positions held by his son, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. So furthermore, should Tom Sr. continue to speak out on behalf of his son without the express written consent, Tom Jr. reserves the right to eventually put him in a home against his will. That's all I have to say.
By the way, that's exactly how I would feel if you were in some controversy, yep. And they would have gone, you know, our dads have both passed away, but
yep.
If they had gone to our dads and my dad would have popped off, I would have said exactly what Brady just said, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely. I love my family, but I do not want in any way, shape, or form my family to speak on my behalf
or ever
to meddle in my business.
Ever.
Stay out of my business. That's the rule.
Yeah. And by the way, our dads, both of our dads, would have said something stupid.
You know what I hate, John, is group text messages. I have so now. I like ours. It's you, me,
yeah, that was an off turn.
Bergman, Jorge, and sometimes Morales. Those are our group texts. I get family group texts that I swear to God include 11 people, and then everybody responds to the group text, and all of a sudden my phone is completely blown up.
Yeah, I have a series of group texts that if they ever went public, would be the end of my career.
Really?
Not for what I wrote, but just for me to be a participant in these group texts.
Wow.
Wait, by the way, the day the Mason and Ireland show ends,
nope,
I'm releasing the text.
Never happening.
From the night Trump nope. got elected and me nope. and you were texting during the Laker game.
Never will be released.
Which is one of the funniest text exchanges of all time. But we can't release it until we're off the air.
Until we're long gone.
Yeah.
And by the way, that will seal the deal. There's no question about it.
Yeah. I have so many inappropriate friends that are just, and you know some of them. I'm going to just randomly send you some of the stuff my friends text me.
Yeah, send it to me.
It is so ridiculous and like bordering on, you know how that's why whenever I see somebody has like gotten canceled for old tweets.
Yeah.
Every time my friends write one of these texts, I say, don't you know that this is going to come back and haunt you in 10 years? You can't put this into the ether. It's the old Herm Edwards thing. Don't hit send.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Smart. It's smart. So today was Lakers Media Day. And apparently we play this every time we change the subject. Is that what's going on, Bergie?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
You guys do it so often
it's
that we have
turn.
To have, yeah, exactly. It's a hard left turn, so Seinfeld.
By the way, here it is. Play,
us.
Play it again. The Cody Bellinger activated Albert Pujols on the injured list.
Oh.
There you go.
What's wrong with Albert?
Nothing. They just wanted to activate Bellinger.
So no Albert Pujols appearance off the bench tonight to pinch hit late in the game.
No, but you may see Cody in his 159 batting average.
I hope he figured something out, because that's discouraging. By the way, Walker Buehler's pitching tonight, and he has been just unbelievably bad in the month of September. I actually pulled the numbers. He's 1-2 with a 7.32 ERA,
which is why you should rest him.
1.58 WHIP. He says it's not about resting. He says it's about pitching better, and I'm trying to get back to who I am and what I do.
All right,
his
but
last four starts, he hasn't been up to what he thinks he's going forward. We're going to figure it out and get ready to go for the playoffs.
All right, so if he struggles tonight, do you leave him in and let him work through it? If he comes out in the first inning and loads the bases, you leave him in and get – or do you take that as a sign that maybe he's burned out and you need to rest him?
Well, you're playing for the win. I mean, still, we could show up here tomorrow and we could be one game out of first place in the National
League
West.
Everything
I know
goes
you don't
right.
believe that's possible.
Of course it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's possible.
So you are forecasting that the Dodgers will lose or that the Giants
I think at the end of tonight, both the Dodgers and Giants win, and with five games to go tomorrow, the Giants will still be up by two.
Am I the only one with faith here?
Yes.
Am I the only one with faith?
You're the only one I know. Everybody I hear from says the Dodgers should start preparing for the wild card.
Well, I think you can do both. Like, they threw Urias for five innings the other day.
I know no one else on that thinks the Dodgers are going to win the division besides you.
Yeah, I just think it's the math. The math is we could be sitting here tomorrow with one game back.
Right,
if we're
but
one
you
game
need
back,
the Padres,
it completely
who
changes your view, right?
Wait a minute. You need the Padres who, you know, who knows what they'll do. And then who are the Diamondbacks playing the Giants tonight?
Yeah, Diamondbacks versus the Giants.
Don't see them rising up and beating San Francisco. And aren't the Giants pitching a real pitcher tonight?
Giants are – I don't know who the matchup is there. Bergie, look that up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
No, it's Logan Webb for the Giants. Right. That's right. It's Logan Webb for the Giants. But he got shelled his last time out.
He's a younger guy and has been pitching really well, but, you know, as it gets later into the season, these young guys that have been pitching well haven't been around here before.
Yeah, Logan Webb falls into the category of has never pitched this many innings in a season in his career.
Right, so he's in the same boat as Urias and Buehler.
Correct. So,
except Buehler has pitched, I mean, into the postseason and deep.
But he's
into
never thrown this many innings.
No, right? Not in the regular season, no. But I'm with you. I'm with you, John. Like, as much as Mason, I would love to be on your side. They're not winning the division. With three against Arizona and three against the Padres, I just can't see them losing more than one game out of that. They haven't done it all year.
And if they do that...
If they lose one game, it could come down to the last day of the season.
Well, yeah, but then they would have to lose that game also.
Lose that game and the Dodgers win.
They're
going to
lose one of the six tops.
Dodgers-Cardinals a week from tomorrow.
Oh, God. Cardinals have won 16 in a row?
Yep.
Going for 17 owns us.
No problem. We have Scherzer, they don't.
Well, you can watch Wainwright tonight. It's Wainwright and versus Woodruff for the Brewers. That's a good matchup.
It is, if it meant something, because the Brewers, it doesn't matter.
No, they still want to beat them.
They still want to beat them, but they're already sealed the deal. In the case of the Cardinals, I've seen this movie. The hot team, whether it's the Nationals or the Giants, the team that gets hot late wins the wild card and runs all the way to the World Series. I think it's unbelievably scary to face the Cardinals. John, let's say Wainwright pitches well and Scherzer pitches well, and we're 2-2 and we're going to the eighth inning. Then what does it come down to?
Anybody but Kenley. ABK.
It's going to be Kenley.
Phil Bickford.
It's
going to
be
Phil.
Kenley.
I'll take Vesia. I'll take Bickford. I'll take Gratterall. I'll take anybody but Kenley.
Wow. That is just our most consistent reliever, and you're
no,
still bagging on.
No, thank you.
Hey, guys, did you look how good are our seats tonight? I bought some seats, but I don't know if they're good. Are they good? I think they're like down the first baseline kind of.
What level?
I looked them up.
What level?
I think it's Loge.
No, it's not.
Maybe you're on Loge.
Did he stick you in the view?
It says RS, reserved level.
Yeah.
Reserved level.
Which is the one above the Loge.
43, yeah. No, 46.
How much are you guys paying?
I thank you, Mason. I appreciate
gracias.
You. These are great. I'm happy
being
in the
stadium.
Do what
I would have done as a Ute. Wait until like the third inning and sneak down to some good seats.
Oh, that's what I already do, man.
All right.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
Last night, Eli Manning was telling a story about how when he used to play in Philadelphia, nine-year-olds would give him the double bird, like the two middle fingers. Except while telling the story, he illustrated it by doing two middle fingers to the camera. As soon as they came back from a commercial, he apologized because apparently people were offended. Should he have apologized for the double bird?
That's a good question. Let's do that next. Plus, I promised we would hear from Frank Vogel from Lakers Media Day. We'll get that for you, too. And then at 3:30 is Lie of the Day. Somebody's going to win Rams-Cardinals tickets for Sunday at SoFi. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Mason in Ireland, what's going on? Don't forget, 15 minutes from right now, Lie of the Day. Somebody's going to win tickets to the showcase game of the week on Sunday, the undefeated and number one in everybody's power rankings Rams versus Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. They are also undefeated, so that's going to be a big game on Sunday at 1 o'clock. By the way, Sunday's the gigantic day where everything's happening all at once.
Right. Dodgers at noon, Lakers 12:30, Rams at 1. All in L.A.
And that Dodgers game could be for everything.
No, the Dodger game is going to mean nothing because the Giants will already have clinched a division.
Who plays in that game on Sunday for the Lakers? Does everybody play? Do some people play?
Yeah, I think everybody plays a little bit. And I think apparently Kyrie, the Nets are practicing in San Diego, and Kyrie was at practice today. So we might get to see all the Nets guys too. I hope they all play a quarter.
Yeah, one quarter's good. One quarter of everybody's a good idea. All right, so Frank Vogel today at Lakers Media Day. We're getting ready for the season. Again, as John mentioned, the exhibition season starts, preseason starts on Sunday against the Nets. And the opener, John, is what date?
I've got to look it up. Let me get you I have a guess, but let me look it up.
Berge says the 19th. You can just say that on the air, Berge.
I was away from the microphone. I was leaning back, so I wasn't able to.
So it's the 19th.
Yeah, first game is the 19th against
the Warriors.
And the
schedule, by the way, super front-loaded with home games. A lot of home games to start the year.
Often is, yeah. So this year, in November, they're pretty much home.
Okay, so Frank Vogel today at Media Day first talked about the talent on this team.
It's super exciting, you know, and, you know, we're a very decorated team, you know, with individual accolades. And what that means is we have the ability as a team to do something really special in this season. And, you know, that's the most exciting thing.
And this is big. He says all these players are completely coachable.
Right. Well, I mean, I think you have to extend the appropriate respect, you know, obviously. But, you know, the great players, they want to be coached hard. You know, they want to be held accountable so the group can be held accountable. And they want to be pushed and inspired, you know, just like everybody. So, you know, that's going to be the mindset with those guys.
And last thing, here is Frank Vogel on having fans back in the stands.
Well, that's what you sign up for when you come to coach the Lakers. You know, that's the most exciting thing is playing in that building with our great fans. Laker Nation is there's no fan base like Laker Nation, and you know, to be able to win the championship was wonderful. To do it without fans, you know, was difficult. You know, it was disappointing. You want to do it in front of them. So, you know, obviously last year was difficult without fans, and just very, very excited to, you know, to bring this year's team in front of those fans. And I think we got a chance to really go really deep in the playoffs and have a chance to win a championship. So, you know, that's going to be the goal for our group.
Yeah, fans in the building is huge. That's just huge. What a difference that's going to be, John. People don't realize or may not realize that you were at the station watching the game on a monitor last year on television, essentially.
Well, the year before, the year they won the title, we were. Yeah.
Last year you got to go into
the building,
right?
Last year we did the home games from inside, but there were not a lot of fans.
And this year you're going to travel and everything, right?
Yeah, this year's back to normal.
That's great. That's great. That makes all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. It's a relief, and it's going to be great for these players to have that surge from Lakers Nation every night. I think it's going to be a huge, huge factor and dynamic this year for the NBA. So, have you hit your Seinfeld music? Go ahead. John, are you excited for the Many Saints of Newark?
Yeah, I am, actually. Coming out Friday, right?
Comes out Friday. This is the prequel to The Sopranos. Now, has everybody here watched The Sopranos? Bergie, you watched The Sopranos?
I just finished it about a month ago for the first time, and it was incredible.
It is incredible. Jorge, what about you?
Not 1 second.
Oh, come on, Jorge.
What is wrong with you?
Niners fan and never watched The Sopranos?
No, come on, stop.
Damn. The Sopranos is an unbelievable show.
Jorge, have you seen The Wire?
Nope.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Breaking Bad, yes. Okay.
The Shield.
Okay. No.
Wow, you've missed out on a lot of good TV.
The early reviews on Many Saints of Newark, 76% positive. So it sounds like it's going to be really good. And it stars James Gandolfini's kid as Tony Soprano.
By the way, he looks exactly like a young Tony Soprano. This is a prequel to Sopranos. And I can't get over how much he looks like James Gandolfini.
And the cast is really good. Ray Liotta's in it. He seems to be in, like, in every gangster movie. Leslie Odom Jr., John Bernthal, who's great, from Walking Dead. Corey Stoll, who is from,
Everything.
The show? Yeah, from Everything. From Everything.
He's so good.
Just a great cast. And I've been going to the movies. Let's say I saw three movies last week. Three movies. Actually, I went to see Dear Evan Hansen, and I got one of the songs stuck in my head. I cannot get rid of it. I almost need Jorge to play U2 Stuck in a Moment so that I can get that song stuck in my head.
I have a friend who swears by the play Dear Evan Hansen.
It's great. It's great.
Like, she loves it. But I'm told the movie doesn't exactly nail it. True?
Yeah, I bought it. You've got a choice. You can either buy it or not buy it, right?
Okay.
There you go. Set yourself together. You got stuck in a moment. And you can't get that song out of your head. That's the stickiest song for me, John. Do you have a sticky song?
Well, it depends. Like right after I watched Coda, I was singing all the songs from Coda. But now they eventually phase out.
What about Mexican Radio?
Mexican Radio is an excellent song. Wall of Voodoo.
Yeah, that's a sticky song.
You know what's funny about that song?
Radio.
That Amanda Brown, our boss, was telling Jorge and I that it was stuck in her head all day, all night because of that.
Yeah.
Mexican radio.
It obviously stuck in your head.
Oh, it got it. It was stuck in my head.
What stuck in our head was that you sang it. That's what made it stick. Like the song is one thing.
Was excellent. Was but very the fact representative that you, of the actual song.
The fact that you did the vocal was what made it funny.
I'm trying to think. When does the James Bond movie come out?
That is on October the 18th.
I think
that one you've got to watch in a theater.
Yeah, I think that, I was just going to say that's going to be the first time I'll set foot in a theater in 2 years.
It looks great. It's been done for a long time. The movie got finished
a
long time ago.
On it. Rami Malek is the bad guy.
Yeah, Rami Malek's the bad guy, and Christoph Waltz is in it, who's another great bad guy. And
Daniel Craig's last appearance is James Bond.
Yeah, this is it. This is the farewell show. And then I think it's either Tom Hiddleston or Idris Elba.
I think Hiddleston would be perfect. I think Idris Elba would be great. He's going to skew a little old, but I think he could pull it off. I'd be happy with either one of those guys. Now,
it's hard to believe the same guy that played Loki could play James Bond.
Yeah,
well,
I don't see that.
But did you see The Night Manager?
Yeah, The Night Manager
was a great
show. That's
basically a six-episode audition to be James Bond. And he's great. Hiddleston's
great. But see, like,
great.
MCU guys like me and Bergman see him as Loki, which is just sort of a weaselly little character.
Yeah, but if you watch The Night Manager, and you would say after one episode, oh, yeah, this guy could be Bond.
Idris Elba was in the studio one time. He is 6'4".
And British.
And British. Very tall man.
Because he played Stringer Bell on The Wire. People don't know that.
Absolutely.
That he's
British. All right. Coming up next for you, lie of the day. If you think you know the lie, 877-710-ESPN. To me, it was obvious. But 877-710-ESPN, if you think you know the lie, you have a chance right now to win a pair of tickets to see the undefeated Rams on Sunday at SoFi Stadium versus Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. It is the game of the week, and you can be there. Figure out the line. Give us a call, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, did you watch Ted Lasso?
Yes.
So is that why you're playing this song?
Earworms.
Earworms. Earworms.
Yeah.
This is a big
Ted,
one.
This song is a very big part of the current Ted Lasso. I won't say yes. Anything more than that.
Is that the last Ted Lasso, by the way, or is there more?
Yeah, when this song is a part of it.
Yeah.
That's the most recent one.
I think there's still one more after this.
One more after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many more left, but that's the most recent one.
You can always email the show, and I try to get back to people. Like, I got this email from Michael Sath. Your show sucks. I wrote back, "Dear Michael, thanks for taking the time to write. All
Gracias.
The best, Mace." I try to answer everything, even the hate mail. All right. So, lie of the day. At some point today,
I have a guess, but I don't think it's right. I'll hold it until some people go.
We've got a pair of tickets to see the undefeated Rams versus Kyler Murray and the Cardinals at SoFi Stadium on Sunday.
All right,
the game of the week.
Because this is such a good prize, we're going to let a bunch of people try this.
Yes.
First is Mishka in Cyprus. Hey, Mishka, you're on 710 ESPN. What's the lie of the day?
All right, so I listen to all the time. Is it the chicken cacciatore as your favorite food?
Oh, good guess. Mace, is that it?
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow!
Absolutely right.
I didn't have it. Oh, Mishka, way to go, man.
Thank you.
You ever been to SoFi?
No, I've been trying. I tried yesterday the $1 million one, and I couldn't do it, but I'm so glad I got this one.
All right,
awesome,
man.
Awesome.
Hang on the line and Greg.
Congrats, Mishka.
My guess was going to be that your phone is being blown up by group text.
Oh no, my phone.
I thought you just made that up.
That was my guess.
They're like 11 family members on the same text. I'm like, oh my god, just narrow it down a little bit. Narrow it down.
But the chicken cacciatore, I believed the whole time.
Yeah. My favorite food is eggplant parmesan. That would actually be my choice. I love eggplant parmesan.
Wow.
Chicken cacciatore, I can't say I'm a fan of or that I've ever actually eaten. So that guy sniffed
it out. I don't even know what's in it. That's why that was a good thing to fool me. I don't even know what's in chicken cacciatore. By the way, we teased this and you never responded to it. Do you think Eli Manning should have apologized for giving the double bird?
You know, this is one of those things where it's fair to assume that some kids are watching, isn't it?
Maybe.
Isn't it worth an apology? I mean, I don't think this is like some sort of heinous crime that, you know, will stand the test of time and will be a blemish.
But does it
on
violate
Eli's
any
legacy?
Broadcast standards?
Well, it's cable, so no.
And he didn't say anything.
Yeah, no, it's cable, so no. I mean, it's not governed by the FCC.
There's no nudity.
No, so you can technically do anything. I just think the apology is the natural thing to do. I mean, probably not the best idea to do that. Like, you know, when we were doing that show at Fox Sports West, I dropped a couple of F-bombs. I apologized afterwards.
Those were audible.
With no delay. Those were audible. There was, okay, I was doing Good Day LA one time. And there was a racy video. This was the year that Robin Thicke had the big song with Blurred Lines.
Right.
And there was like an unedited or the racy version of the video had like naked women in it.
Yeah, it was Emily Ratajkowski, yeah.
And we were talking about like year end. It was New Year's Day. And we were talking about, you know, this was the big song of the year. And they put on the video and it had this this naked video on it. And I didn't know how to react to it.
And so did you guys apologize for that?
In the end, I was told to say nothing.
Well, probably.
And I did.
Yeah.
I guess until now. Until now. But I think the statute of limitations is over for that. I am Bergie, you're going to the game tonight. What is your food? What do you order? What is your menu like?
Well, I normally get hot dogs, but I'm not getting any hot dogs because they're not Dodger dogs.
Yes, thank you.
No.
Why not, Jorge, stop it. Why not, Jorge, will you sample the new hot dog?
I already did.
He already did.
He's just a hot dog.
You guys are nuts. It's fine.
And by the way, they're all friggin' steamed now. I cannot find a grilled Dodger
dog. You just ask for a grilled one.
No, you have them. You just might have to walk to get them.
Yeah, I mean, different ones. Last time I went, I just walked up and said, can I have a grilled hot dog?
The Rams hot dogs are great. They're called City Link, and they're grilled. They're what a hot dog should be. So I'm a big fan of the Rams hot dogs. I am not a fan of the Dodger dogs. I've had them. They're steamed. They're gooey. They don't taste like Farmer John's. I can't believe we got rid of Farmer John's hot dogs. Jorge, you're a Michelada guy, right? Are you drinking a Michelada tonight?
Yeah, Michelada, nachos, and a hot dog.
Helmet nachos, right?
That's right.
The helmet nachos are key because you then take the helmet nachos and you wipe them and you wash them out and you take them home and you use them as bowls.
Yep, I am not going to walk out of there.
Why is it I think that every one of the bowls in your house is a helmet?
I'm not lying to you. I have at least, let's see, I got two of the big ones and probably about three or four of the small ones. So, yeah, I mean, I got a lot of them.
I'm not walking out of there with a gooey cheese.
No, that's why I said you take it into the bathroom and clean it out.
Seriously, actually get the helmet, you clean it out.
If I walked into the bathroom, I could possibly run into you washing your nachos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, they're great.
I got to get some video. Yeah.
Right. I'll do it, I don't care.
Cody out of his slump, but Bergman didn't see it because he's rinsing his helmet.
Hey, it's just all about when you go into the bathroom.
That's ridiculous.
Now, souvenir cups, I think I have the market on because I will,
no,
when,
that's
I'm
better.
When I'm walking out of a game, if I see souvenir cups sitting around,
Wait a minute, you're taking somebody else's cup?
Yeah, I will pick up other
during
people's cups.
During a pandemic?
And you're calling me gross?
I put it in a washing machine.
What is wrong with you?
It goes in a washing machine.
Why are you guys surprised? This man took the tooth off a sandwich and still ate it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You are a walking biological disaster waiting to happen.
I will grab some souvenir cups tonight. All my cups are like Dodgers cups,
Rams cups, Lakers cups. I used to work as a dishwasher. My first job was at this restaurant called Cask and Cleaver in Orange County.
Okay.
And one of the guys I used to wash dishes with in the back, he'd say, hey, man, check this out. There's still 3/4 of this steak left.
And he would go, but
he would do this. I'll give him credit for this. He would cut off the edge that was the eaten part. So he would have in his own head, he would have justification that he wasn't getting anybody else's germs, and then he'd eat the rest of the steak.
Oh, man.
And I could never get there. I just thought it was too gross.
Yeah, we do. Although, in fairness, we do waste a lot of food. We waste a lot of perfectly good food.
Are you wearing our jersey tonight?
I'm not. I'm wearing a T-shirt and a jacket. I'm wearing a coat. It's cold tonight.
Yeah, it is cold.
It's going to be like 66 degrees. I looked it
66
up.
66 degrees is not cold, you dope.
Well, it's cold by my standard. It's cold by L.A. standards.
You're from Ohio.
Yeah, I lived there 35 years ago.
66 is not. In Ohio tonight, it's going to be like 40.
Yeah, no, 66 is cold in L.A.
What
for
happened
a baseball
to you?
Game.
Yeah, you
what?
Have been,
what happened
you? Have
to
been
you?
California-cated.
I have. It's been 35 years. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to not bring a coat when it's 66 degrees.
My blood is thinned out or whatever it is. I wear a sweater when it's in the 60s. My
rule is if it starts with a 6 when I'm playing golf in the morning, no coat. Got to start with a 5 to put any type of second layer on.
I have not been to play golf since the big event.
Since the big showdown?
Yeah, since the showdown.
You may not go back out until we have another one.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be me and you against Sliwa and Travis. We can't lose that.
Well, no, but that'll be basically you versus Travis.
No, I'll play Travis even. You just have to beat Sliwa.
Got a question. Oh. Do you roll up before the game?
Do I what?
Roll up, you know.
Imbibe. Oh.
Yeah. No, I'll be in a good mood by the time I get
in. All right, hey, Mace. Here's a warning story.
Yeah.
So about a year ago, I went with a friend of mine to a Dodger game, and they scan you at the gate.
Oh, yeah, so you get busted on a vape.
Right. Well, he had a pack of cigarettes, and he had a marijuana cigarette inside the box, and they threw him out. They didn't let him come in.
You're kidding me.
No. He had to Uber home.
Well, there will not be a joint in my pocket when I go to the game.
Well, there you go. There's my warning to you.
I got a question for you, Mace.
Yeah.
You want to play the wheel?
Play the wheel.
So, how much will you sit next to the listener that you're bringing?
Well, Roger Puljak, who was the winner, who I still remember his name, at the last game, I hung out with him pretty much the entire time.
That's not the name you've been using.
Roger Puljak was the guy at the last game.
Yeah, that was the guy.
Oh, no, that's not the guy going tonight.
No. The guy tonight is named
Carlo.
What is it?
Wasn't it Carlo?
Carlo Ferrer. Yeah, no, I'll sit mostly next to the listener.
Good. That's just all I want to know.
That's kind of the whole deal.
Why, Burton?
Right?
Because you don't want to?
No. I don't mind. I'll talk to whoever.
So the thing is, hey, I show up first, and then the listener gets there. He's like, "Hey, what time is Mason getting here?" I'm like, "Good question, man."
I don't know, fifth, sixth inning.
I like how much, Jorge. How much you betting that Mason shows up late? $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's that. I won't get there for first pitch.
And you will not have a bobblehead in your hand.
Oh, I will get a bobblehead.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll see. I think both, either one of those get you the win, Jorge. If Mason's not there for the first pitch, or if he doesn't have a bobblehead.
Yep.
Okay. 100%, you lose this money, Jorge.
All right, 100%.
I finished the show. I'm on my way to Dodger Stadium.
It'll take him at least an hour to get ready to find a coat.
All right. You need a coat tonight if you're going to the – this is just a warning. You need a coat
if
you're going to the
Dodger
game. Hey,
what are the standings in Game of Games? This is an important game, is it not?
It is a critical game. Right now the score is Ireland 6, Bergman 5, Jorge 4, and me 4, but it is my game today. It is worth 2. So Jorge wins, he's tied. Bergman wins, he goes ahead. Ireland wins, he probably seals the deal.
Ooh.
Me or him.
Jorge has 4, Bergman has 5, and I have 6.
Wow, yep, this is critical. And I've got the game today. It is, well, I'll tell you what it is next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is time for Game of Games. It is my game today. It's critical because it's worth 2. We're at the end of the month. Ireland has 6, Bergman 5, Jorge 4, me 4. I cannot win. Means Bergman could come out with the lead.
Yeah, Jorge, it's critical, Greg. It's more important to you because you are coming up Thursday. Anybody can win tomorrow. Yep. Michael's game tomorrow.
No, if you get this one, John, I'm out.
Because there's only 2 days left,
right? And I'm
and
doing
you
Thursday.
Can only play one. Yep. Oh God, I got I'm
oh,
I literally
oh, now you're ready. I was just saying
got
to Jorge.
Excited.
I said to Jorge, I'm like, I got to win this one.
All right, and now it's for $10,000 mythical.
Yeah, what's
I don't even
the game?
Care about that. It's about beating John.
Okay, yeah, the game is called the Factoid Game.
Okay,
I will give you a factoid. You tell me if it's real or if I made it up.
Oh, this is okay. Swag system.
Swag system. Other way.
All right, number one. In 1872. Russia sold Alaska to the United States for about 2 cents per acre. Is that fact, or did I make it up, Ireland?
I think you made it up.
Made it up. Fergie.
Ooh, do I try and go ahead early?
Oh, look at your strategy.
I am going to say that it is real.
Real. Jorge.
I'm going real.
It is real, 100%.
Oh, let's go.
2 cents per acre for Alaska. Ireland has fallen behind to the field here.
All right, I'm pumped for this game. You have
no
idea.
Number two, a herd of giraffes is known as a tower. A herd of giraffes is known as a tower. Bergie.
I think you made that up.
Made it up. Jorge.
Completely made it up.
Completely made it up. Ireland.
All right, this is my chance. I'll say it's real.
It is real.
No!
Giraffes is known as a tower. We're all even at one. Number three, the Statue of Liberty is about 2 Washington monuments tall. The Statue of Liberty is about 2 Washington monuments tall.
Ooh, that's
Jorge.
Tough.
Oof. I'm going to say you made it up.
Made it up. Ireland.
I'm also going to say you made it up.
Made it up. Bernie.
I'm going to say it's real.
It is not real.
No!
Yes!
In fact, the Washington Monument is taller than the Statue of Liberty, so it would be ridiculous to suggest otherwise.
That
All right.
would not work.
Ireland 2, Jorge 2, Bergie 1. Here's an artsy one.
Oh.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is an Oscar win away from something called a PGOT. A Pulitzer, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Is that fact, or did I make it up, Ireland, a PGOT?
Boy, it sounds crazy. but it adds up right. Each one of those had a... I'm going to say it's real.
Real. Bergie.
Oh, geez. I could really use a catch-up here, but I'm going to go with Ireland. I think it's real.
Real. Jorge.
I'm with the crowd. Yes, real.
It is 100% real. Yeah, he only needs an Oscar, and he completes a PGOT. Only 2 other people have done that, including one sticks in my head, Marvin Hamlisch. All right. Number 5. The most visited exhibit in the Smithsonian Institution is the Declaration of Independence. Bergie, is that fact or did I make it up?
God, I actually think it's real, but I'm going to say it's made up.
Made up. Jorge.
Made up.
Made up. Ireland.
You can take a big lead here.
I don't think it's real. I'm going made up.
Made up it is. In fact, the,
not even there.
It is not in the Smithsonian.
Yeah. I didn't think it was there.
It's in the National Archives.
All right, so it's still 2-2-1?
Yeah.
It's. I've got it. Jorge 4, Ireland 4, Bergie 3.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, still yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah, but it's the same difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Every minute you shed 5,000 dead skin cells. Every minute you shed 5,000 dead skin cells. I think we start with Jorge.
Oh, this one's tricky. Every minute?
Every minute you shed 5,000 dead skin cells.
I'm going to say made up.
Made up. Ireland.
That's a lot. I think Jorge's right. I think it's made up.
Made up.
We shed a lot of skin and all the time. This is dangerous.
Dangerous. Give an answer.
I'm going real.
I'm sorry, Bergie.
No!
Yeah!
Now, here's kind of the disgusting thing. Every minute, we shed 30,000 dead skin cells.
Oh, see, I had the right idea.
Jesus.
All right.
All right. So how many are left, Mace?
We've got three left.
Okay, Bergman, you're still
Ireland
long.
5, Jorge 5, Bergman 3.
All right.
Number 7. It takes about 2 months for a boa constrictor to fully digest a rat. Ireland.
Jeez. I think it's faster than that. I'm going to say that's false. 2 months is false.
False. Bergman.
And I actually agree with you, but I'm going to go the other way and say it's real.
You have to.
Real?
I have to.
Okay, and a Jorge?
No, I'm going false.
False is correct.
Yeah, I
have no
have
idea how long
there.
It
yeah.
even takes a boa constrictor to do.
All right, so Bergman's out. It's down to me and Jorge, right?
Yeah, yes.
This is dumb. I hate this game.
Yeah, let's go.
Number 8. The largest slot machine payoff in Las Vegas history was on what is called the American Eagle slot machine at the Mirage. The payout was $5.6 million. Is that fact or is that fiction? Ireland.
I've never heard that story. I'm going to go fiction.
Fiction. Jorge.
Wait, do I have to go the other way? No,
no we're tied.
Yeah, we're
no,
tied.
You're tied.
Yeah, what is the machine called again?
It's called the American Eagle slot machine at the Mirage.
Nah, yeah.
The payout was
straight up. Made up, made up,
million.
Made up, made up.
It is made up. Yeah. The largest payoff for a slot machine was the Megabucks machine at the Excalibur. $42 million
wow.
on a slot machine.
Jeez.
Number 9. We're still all tied.
Okay.
There's enough concrete in the Hoover Dam to build a 2-lane highway from San Francisco to New York City. There's enough concrete in the Hoover Dam to build a 2-lane highway from San Francisco to New York City. We'll start with Jorge this time.
I'm going to go real. That's real.
Real. Ireland.
I agree with him. I think it's real.
It is 100% real, so we go to a tiebreaker.
Now it's tight.
Okay,
how many objects are in the Smithsonian Institution? How many objects are in the Smithsonian Institution? I'm going to flip a coin, and Ireland, you have to go first.
Okay. So I want to come up with a number. Can I go over?
No.
I will say 150 million.
Okay, 150 million. Jorge.
151 million.
You have both. Actually, no. Jorge is the winner.
Yes!
The correct answer.
Jorge!
It's 154.8 million.
Oh,
Ireland, that was a
man.
Really good guess.
I almost got it.
You almost nailed it.
But Jorge wins, and that means
man.
We're tied. At
we're
six.
All tied.
And I'm alive still. I'm alive still.
Five, me four. Even I'm alive.
Yeah, everybody's alive. Well, wow.
What a close game. What a close
finish.
Yeah,
that was very close. Very close.
I was going to say 100 million. It didn't matter, but I was going to say 100 million, and I thought, we'll make it harder. And 150, I almost got it.
All right, that's it for us today. More coverage of Lakers Media Day with Scott and George coming up. We will have a complete report on Walker Buehler's dominating win over the Padres tonight. We're all going to be there. See you tomorrow, 12:55 sharp, 710 ESPN.